Maybe you find yourself scrolling on social media. You see other people and they have this and this and this, and you're thinking, why not me? Welcome to Living Limitless. I'm your host, Emily Dawn, full-time entrepreneur and coach for coaches. This is the place for you to be if you want to live your life with time, money, and location freedom, because life is too short to have a backup plan. We know social media isn't reality, yet we unconsciously allow our assumptions to build up this false reality and end up believing what we see to be the truth. And it's not that I think everybody is fake online or everybody's trying to hide something. It's that simply we can't see the whole picture. Social media isn't the whole picture, and we're fed a certain thing or a certain person at a certain time, and we then see that to be their reality. It's not necessarily a conscious thing that we do, but what we see is all we know. And so we know that social media isn't real. You know, we know that the perfect poses and edited photos, we know that people don't look like that all the time. We know that nobody's life is perfect, but we are constantly being fed the same thing, and it's going to alter our perception. So I want to break down the topic of social media versus reality in kind of two sectors. First one being comparison. It's really easy to unknowingly get caught up in the game of comparison. So you may not be realizing you are comparing yourself to others when you actually are. And, you know, when I always thought of comparison and social media, the first thing that comes to mind is external comparison. You know, how somebody looks and comparing myself. And maybe you're listening thinking, no, I don't really compare how I look or how other people's lives look, but I'm pretty confident in myself, so I don't think I struggle with comparison. And that's great if that's, you know, how you feel and you feel like you don't struggle with comparison. But I want to talk about how unknowingly you could be comparing in your business. So social media versus reality and comparing yourself to others when it comes to your business online. So here's an example. Let's say that you just onboarded your first client in the last 3 weeks and you're so excited to be bringing on this new client, and you're very proud in the moment because you are feeling a bit down about your situation and that you hadn't signed a client in a while, and this was like that extra push bringing you forward, bringing you into a positive mindset to keep on moving forward. Okay, let's say that's the scenario. And now you hop on to social media and you see that somebody else in, you know, your niche onboarded 3 new clients this week. And they're celebrating about it. You may not be sad that that person is winning. You might even be happy for them. But when you think back to your win, are you now tearing yourself down? Do you think all of a sudden signing on one client in the last 3 weeks is not doing enough? You're not doing well enough. And maybe you unknowingly are taking in what other people are saying and doing and what other people's results look like. And then you're creating this standard of, you know, how you feel about your own wins. So how do we change this when it comes to our wins and comparing it to others? We want to stop comparing ourselves and other people's wins or accomplishments to our own because it's simply not our journey. Who we can compare our wins and journey and struggles to is our past. So, you know, you're the only one you're competing with. So rather than comparing your accomplishments or your standards or your milestones to others, look at your own. How far you've come in these last 6 months, this last year, even this last month. Comparing yourself and your business to where it was at, not comparing yourself or your business to where other people are at. The reason why this is also important to note is that, just like I said before, we're not seeing the whole picture. That person could have been pushing 60 plus hours a week. They could have had multiple failed launches. They could have not signed clients in 5 months, and now they've signed 3 clients in this week. We really don't know, and quite possibly that is not the case. But I'm giving these extreme examples to help you understand that you're seeing a piece of it. And so us comparing is not helping them and it's not helping us. So in order to move forward, we need to be bettering ourselves, bettering our business. And how we do that is by taking action and seeing how far we've come and celebrating our wins. Whether it's a small win or a large win, we want to be celebrating. Even if you've overcome a challenge that's come your way, pat yourself on the back and say, you know, I got through this. I can do this. I can keep on going. Maybe you find yourself scrolling on social media. You see other people and they have this and this and this. And you're thinking, why not me? Why not me? Why not me? And again, this is a vicious cycle we can throw ourselves into. As I'm saying this, if you have people in mind that you are saying this to yourself when you see their social media, if you are saying, oh, I wish I could be like them, ask yourself, is this more positively impacting me by following this person, or is this more negatively impacting me? Because I think it's important and it's great to have role models and mentors and people we look up to. But that is different from envy or jealousy or us comparing ourselves to that person. Are we gaining inspiration or are we tearing ourselves down? And the good thing about social media compared to in person is it's as simple as an unfollow. Nobody can force you to follow them. And if you are finding that something or someone is negatively impacting you more than positively, then maybe that person isn't somebody you should be following at the moment. And it's not that there's a problem with that person. It's actually we're doing it for ourselves and protecting our thoughts and protecting our business, because of course our thoughts reflect in our actions, and our actions are a huge part of what makes our business grow further. The things we consume, the people we hear from, is all influencing us. And if we don't like the way people are showing up, if we don't want to be influenced by what we're consuming, then we need to change what we're consuming. It's as simple as asking yourself, can I have a healthy mind while following this person? If the answer is no, then they shouldn't be on your list, or they shouldn't be in your group, wherever you may be connecting with this person, whether this is an influencer or this is somebody you know you may be are more connected with. We really only can see things through our lens. So for myself, I try to be a genuine person. I'm not trying to fool or trick anyone. And I was actually talking to my friend here in the online space, who's a fellow coach, right after I moved to Bali, when I moved from Canada to Bali. And I will never forget what she said. She said, "You've made your move look seamless." And to me, I was shocked. I was just taken back because my move was not seamless. And I wasn't even trying to make my move look seamless. But it was just a moment where I realized, oh my goodness, it must look like that through social media because I'm not sharing all of that's going on. And it was never that I was trying to make anything look perfect. It wasn't that I was purposely wanting it to look like an easy transition. But I guess through what I posted, I wasn't really posting about anything that was going wrong. Therefore, the assumption was that it all went well. And so I kind of want to dive into that story. I can laugh about it now. I was not laughing at the time, I can tell you that much, about how my move somehow looks seamless on social media, yet this is actually how it went. So I'm going to try to keep this story concise, but a lot of things happened, if I'm being honest. So I was moving from Canada to Bali in May 2021, which means COVID restrictions are still in place, and there's lots of different things you need in line to travel during this time. So to start off, I needed to get a negative PCR test 72 hours before departure from Canada, which I got done 48 hours in advance. I luckily did get my negative test back in time 24 hours before my flight. And as I was trying to do the online check-in for my flight, there was an error because I had left the window up for too long and it was unable to process the online check-in. So I gave the airline a call and they're like, "Yeah, this is strange. I'm not sure. It shows that you're in the middle of your check-in, but we can't process it because it shows you're in the queue. Just leave 20 minutes early, go to the airport. They should have no troubles at all checking you in." I'm like, okay, great. I was still a little bit worried about it, but I was like, I'm gonna leave extra time, and thank goodness we left extra time. So the following day, the day I was supposed to leave, I arrive at the airport extra early, the first one there, and start going to the check-in as the lady's asking me questions. Do you have your negative PCR test? Do you have this? Can I see your flight? What are your transfers? All of this information. And I'm like, yes, 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 check, check, check. She had to make a call. Took probably around 20, 25 minutes for her to sort out the check-in issue, but it wasn't too, too big of a deal. As I was getting this sorted, the queue started to line up behind me. And then she said, "Can I see your flight booked for leaving Bali?" And I was like, "What? What do you mean?" And she says, "You need a flight booked showing that you're leaving Bali." And I've previously moved abroad before. I've lived in Australia and England. So I kind of knew the visa process and how it works. And usually there's an option to either have a bank statement showing you have sufficient funds to leave, or you can have a flight showing that you're departing the country. And so I had a bank statement ready to go, but she says, "No, you need a flight leaving." And so slight bit of panic came to me because I didn't know when I was planning to leave Bali. And she told me to step to the side and book a flight. And I'm like, okay, I'll just book it for a random day and cancel or change the date, something like that. So I step to the side and I book my flight. Then I get back in the queue and I say, "Here's my flight." And she says, this flight isn't valid. And that's when the real panic hit me. I had just dropped $1,000 on a flight that I didn't even think I would be taking. And she's now telling me this is not valid. And I was confused, why is this not valid? And it's because my initial visa is good for 60 days, but it can be extended for up to 6 months. So I was going off of the 6 month timeline for when I was gonna book that flight. But she says, no, you have to book within the initial visa timeframe, which is 60 days. So I step to the side. I am really, really panicking now. I go to my email, I try to figure it out. There's no cancel or reschedule. I could not find that option. Then it tells me to call the website. I call the website. Of course, it says, we're experiencing high volumes of calls right now. And I was like, I don't have time for this. I, of course, didn't say that. I was just silently panicking. But I basically was scrambling and could not sort it out. My parents were there to drop me off at the airport. So I waved them over, explained the situation, and I was like, I don't know what to do. And basically, I could not figure out how to cancel or reschedule this flight. They're like, you know, you don't have time. This is about 45 minutes before my flight is supposed to leave. I'm still at the check-in desk. Nearly everyone has gone through check-in and is in security. And I'm still at the check-in desk panicking, trying to figure out this flight situation. So I go to then purchase another flight. And guess what? My bank declined it because, of course, within a 20-minute period, I'm making two large purchases on my card that are kind of the same thing, which is from two different flight companies. So, of course, they want me to call and ensure that it's me. What happens when I call? We are experiencing high volumes of calls right now. And again, I do not have time for the music to be playing, me waiting an hour and watching my flight leave. So that wasn't an option. I then borrowed my parents' card to try to book this flight. Fast forward, my flight is leaving in 10 minutes. I still have not gone through security. The flight attendants at the check-in desk are gone. There's just one representative trying to get me through. I, 10 minutes before, am able to give the information, and I swear it was a movie scene. I literally chuck my suitcase on the weighing thing. They give me my boarding pass. I start running. My mom is running after me. My water bottle flies out the side of my backpack. I kick my water bottle towards the security. Good thing it's a small airport because the run wasn't very far, but I was sprinting. And so then just before I go through security, I hug my mom. My dad had to stay back with my luggage, so I didn't even get to properly say goodbye. I throw my stuff into the security. They bring me through. I can wave to my dad from security. I'm rushing through. I get through security, throw my things on. My hands are full of my stuff. I didn't have time to shove it back in my bag. I sprint to my gate. I hop on the plane. They're doing the announcements on the speaker as I walk in. You know, the flight attendant steps to the side. I probably look like an absolute mess. And then I sit down and my stuff kind of goes everywhere. I try to compose myself and then I just take a breath. It was crazy, and I'm sure the security footage in that airport is probably hilarious, especially like with me kicking my water bottle. And yeah, it was really like a movie scene, but of course it was not funny at the time. Okay, fast forward, I arrive in Jakarta. I stay 5 days for quarantine there, and then I fly to Bali. all of that went quite smoothly, and I was happy with that process. Other than the fact that I was, of course, going to do work during my 5-day quarantine, I was going to do lots of recording, be super productive, and get it done. But unfortunately, my mic was no longer working. And of course, I can't leave the hotel, so I was unable to do all those recordings. But I'm like, no worries, in a week from now, I'll be able to catch up once I arrive in Bali. I arrive at my Bali accommodation where I was staying for 2 weeks, and my mic's still not working. I go out, I buy a new mic. That mic doesn't work either. I go out and buy another new mic, and I realize it's actually my computer, not my mic. So now I have a new mic. I throw out my old mic, and I realize I need to buy a new computer. So I buy a new computer, new mic, great, good to go. So what happened first? Nearly missed my flight, having a panic attack in the airport. Then my mic stopped working and my computer stopped working, so I had to buy new ones of those. And then I move accommodation, and oh my goodness, what happens next? I cannot get a refund on that flight. So one of the flights I could not get a refund on. Yes, I lost $1,000 on a flight because of this whole situation. And so of course, this is what is in my mind of how my move went. When I think of how I moved to Bali, I think panicking in the airport, not getting to say goodbye to my dad, my mic breaking, my computer breaking, and then losing $1,000 on a flight. So when she said seamless, that's why I was so shocked. And I never even thought to share all of this because, I don't know, some people, I see the photos of them like crying, like they use photos of them crying on social media. And I've just never had the thought of, I'm going to pull out my phone and take a picture of myself while I'm super upset. Like, that's just not me. Maybe it's because I don't cry too often. But yeah, so I'm not the type of person that thinks to capture or share these stressful or negative experiences. And it's not to deceive people in what my reality is. It's just simply, I don't share that. And therefore, my reality is not completely seen. The whole picture wasn't seen. What people saw on social media was, I left Canada, I arrived in Jakarta, then I arrived in Bali. You know, it's as simple as that. But for me, of course, it's not as simple as that. So that is just an example for myself of a time that I was even caught in, you know, not showing the reality, but it's not necessarily intentional. So what is the moral of this episode? A few different things. The first one being, if you don't like the way somebody is showing up, why are you allowing yourself to be influenced by them? Notice who you're following, notice how it makes you feel, and ask yourself, is this keeping my mindset healthy? Is this a good thing for me, or is this negatively affecting me? Secondly, the way we feel when we see other people win allows us to see what we need to work on ourselves. When we see other people winning, it's gonna tell us a lot about our mindset. So what things can we be working on to better ourselves and not have this jealousy, resentment, or envy built up? And thirdly, we do not see the whole picture. We do not see the whole picture. And as much as it's easy for us to make assumptions, we need to do our best to protect our own thoughts by continually saying to ourselves, you know, this isn't necessarily all that's happening for this person, and I'm on my own journey, they're on their own journey, and let's just encourage each other, support each other, and move forward knowing that nobody is perfect. I hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode. If you are a female coach that is ready to hit your first five-figure month by utilizing the power of your Facebook group, then you have got to email me the word Facebook. And we can start chatting about how I can support you in really taking your Facebook group to the next level and attracting ideal clients, so you don't have to worry about where your next lead or your next client is coming from, because you have it all set up in simple systems. So just email me the word Facebook, and I know that you've come from this episode. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, be sure to rate and subscribe. To connect with me further, you can find me in my Facebook group, Ambitious Women Entrepreneurs and Coaches, or on Instagram at Emily Dawn Coach. You can also check out the show notes to get direct links, and I will catch you for the next episode.